continue on with our voicemails. We have the first one here is from Becky. And Becky has a 64 Bambi 2. And she has some problems with the windows. She actually did get her windows or fixed her windows herself, I think. But she thinks she missed a step. And she's being told that she has to fix it. She wants permission from us not to have to. That's what I got out of it. We'll see what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Becky. I'm from Schererville, Indiana. I'm calling regarding windows on 1964 Bambi 2. I have my windows all rebuilt, put them back in, didn't put in the little plastic thing that runs in the very center, as I thought, but it wasn't really a big deal. I just read on the forums that if they're not in, they will eventually crack on the miters of the windows. What's an easy way to get those back in, the windows, because it's really tough to get them in with that little plastic thing in? And I lost one of them when I took the windows out, and I understand they're not available anymore. What would one do if they don't have those little plastic things that go along the top of the window and are held in with the screw on the top? Whittle a new one or what? So that's my question. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Becky, for calling that in. Appreciate that. Becky called that into the voicemail line at 707-533-4827. That's 533-4-VAP. And first of all, it's a 64 Bambi 2, I think she said.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you explain what the windows are like, and then you can explain this plastic piece that she omitted.
Well, I'm sort of in the same boat right now, oddly enough. I'm working on a 64 Tradewind that's getting converted into a commercial use. But and we've taken all the windows out. They are the, I'm going to call them, at that point it's called Hallmark 12 windows, which are very similar to the Clearview, which came out in 1958. Basically, it's an aluminum frame, very similar to what's in our 59 and 60 Ambassadors, but very slightly different. There's a hinge, an extruded hinge on the top of the frame of the window that goes all the way across, and there is sort of a matching side of the hinge attached to the body of the trailer. And the way you remove these windows is you take the arms or the crank mechanisms out, and then there's a screw right in the center of the hinge that when you remove it, it allows the window to slide out sideways once it's open to some degree. So that's why you have to take the crank mechanisms out, or detach them at least. Anyway, what I believe, because I just noticed this, I haven't taken a lot of these apart in some time, that the screw keeps it from sliding sideways in the hinge, but that little plastic nub piece is basically a nut for the screw to screw into. Keep it from coming out. So I guess there wasn't enough, it's because it's a self-tapping screw. Perhaps the thickness of the hinge there is really not enough to catch it. I've never heard or seen windows getting broken as a result of not having this. I don't know that it's a huge deal, but I should probably look into it tomorrow, and because we are, all of our windows have been rebuilt, and they're going back in shortly, so I should probably try one of them to see how well it goes in. But my guess is it's not a big deal, but if it is, certainly it can be carved out of, some nylon or something. It looks kind of like, something smaller than a pencil diameter, maybe half inch long, a white nylon or plastic of some sort. So I think it's just a key in the screw.
Yeah, it sounds like a really specific, minute little part, and it's kind of unusual for back then. Well, 64.